Elpida and Kim found themselves in a bus with 11 kids. "This is your new school," the bus driver said politely. The doors opened in front of a big building with many students in the yard. But why were there only 11 on the bus? Kim and Elpida followed them and noticed they spoke a strange language. She heard the rest of the children speak her language.
"We are in Greece. The students speak Greek as in Cyprus, but the mirror has already helped them, so..."
A girl with dark hair and clean, bright, green eyes, as beautiful as a fairy tale heroine, came towards them.
"Hello, I'm Irene. New students, what are your names?"
"Hi, I'm Elpida from Cyprus."
"And I'm Kim from Germany."
"I like your hair,"
Irene told him to break the ice. Suddenly, the bell rang and they had to get into the classrooms. The headmaster said that the two new students had to follow the 11 kids of the bus. "What's your name?" Kit asked two of the students who looked shy.
"My name is Fadia. I salam." They both tried to whisper in English.
A young teacher approached them and said in Greek, "This way, come on, do you speak Greek?"
"A little, lego." Fadia, who was the older of the two, answered.
They entered a small classroom at the end of the corridor, which was special for... How had that tall teacher called them? "Ah, yes, refugees." These 11 children were refugees. Lesson time passed by quickly and the bell for the next break rang. As soon as they got out of the classroom, Irene was waiting for them.
"Hello, friends," she called them with her sweet voice. "I want to ask you something. I didn't have the chance before. Are you refugees too? Because you don't look like refugees. How did you come to Greece?"
"It's a long story. This magic mirror brought us here to help, but we don't know how. Have you got any ideas?" And they described what had happened in their countries. "Whoa, I think that..."
But before she could finish her sentence, Irene saw Fadia and Salam sitting alone at the corner of the schoolyard looking terribly sad. They all hurried near them to make them feel better. "Where are you from?" they start a conversation.
"We are from Syria,"
Fadia answered, her eyes dark from fear. "And how did you come here? It was a long way, wasn't it?" Elpida as softly as he could.
Thank you.
Nadia gathered her courage and started telling their story slowly because of her difficulty in the foreign language. The magic mirror shone in Elpida's pocket, and when she took it out, they realized it was reflecting Fadia's world.
There was war in our country. We were scared for our lives. So one day, our mother held our hands and we started walking away towards a new, better life, as she told us. We took only a change of clothes wrapped in a blanket. A man told her what with some money he could help us cross the sea to Lesbos, the Greek island. She accepted and gave all our money to that man. While waiting, our mother got sick and didn't make it. So we were all alone. The journey to Lesbos started in winter. It was so cold. We reached the coast of Turkey on the back of a dirty drag with many other Syrians, and there the man our mother had paid put us on a black rubber boat crowded with refugees. We were very scared. The sea was frozen and wavy. We didn't know where Lesbos was, and we didn't know how we could talk with people there, as we didn't know the language. But we were saved, and after many difficulties, we reached the refugee camp in Moria. There we stayed in tents with other orphan kids for 1 year. Then they brought us here. We don't complain. A lot of people helped us, Greek and foreigners. We like coming to school, but we really want to go to Germany, where our relatives live. But they won't let us leave.
Fadia finished her story crying. The mirror has shown the children everything. Syria, the disaster and ruins of war, and all the places the two refugees crossed to come to Greece. They experienced the difficult living conditions in the refugee camps Fadia and Salam had lived.
Here and there, Elpida whispered. I understand now. It's Fadi and Salam's journey from Syria to Greece.
And I know now why the mirror brought us here, Kim said.